Good morning, Family First. Timothy speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, you just sent me a text. How are you? This is Lionel Norwood.
Yes. Yeah, hi, Mr. Norwood. Yeah, I was just reaching out because I know that my coworker has been trying to get in contact with you.
Right.
Monica. But there were some things that we had needed from you as far as some documents, but I don't know if you didn't want to, you was refusing to give it to us or...
I mean, what documents do I need? Because, like I explained to Monica, and I was asking, was this company taken over by other people? What do I need? Who do I need to be with you guys if I was just employed with you guys? And she didn't even know that I was already
there.
It's
been a while since you worked for us, so, you know, you have to know, like,
it's been a while.
It's
been a while, in a couple months? Something expired in a couple months?
I don't know. I'm going to check right now. Let me see.
See, that's what I'm saying. They didn't even know that I was with the company. They calling me, like, you know, from all these different numbers.
It looks like you applied in 2021. Like, we would need,
It seemed like I applied in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been working with the company since 19. That's what I'm saying.
See.
This company must have been taken over and I asked a question. And
no, I remember you. You used to be one of my caregivers.
Okay. I mean, I'm getting calls from different numbers, and I'm like, why is it coming?
Yeah, that's because a
numbers?
Few of us have been trying to get in contact with you because they're trying to put you on a case. I mean, but we're just trying to figure out if you're interested or not.
You know, I have my own case. I had my own case, and I explained that to them also. Like I'm saying, I'm talking to all these different people, Natalie and Mohan and this name.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, I have my own question. In fact, I got a
So who you work for, Richard Benson?
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't need no case. I mean, I appreciate it, but, you know, I don't need no case. I have my own. And they always send me a text, ID number, they send me everything. That's why I don't understand why I'm constantly getting called. I've been loyal to this company from day one. Like, why you keep calling me? I got everything down pat. You know, they call me, trying to keep me updated. I'm telling people, I let you know when something happened. They call the county for me. Like, I'm not doing the same thing. You know, it's kind of, you know, gets annoying. But I have the text ID number. I have the appointment next week. And, you know, I got you.
Okay.
You know,
so with the links that were sent, were you able to complete them? Like the in-service training and stuff like that?
That sent you a while ago? All the tests and
everything? I believe that, yeah, like the, it was, yeah, it's like a test.
Everything,
so you
everything
would,
was done.
Oh, you did that already?
I did all of it.
Oh, okay.
It's not in the system. It's not in the system.
I was just reading off of what the notes were saying on here. So I didn't actually, like, look to see.
That's what I'm saying. It's like nobody's checking up. But all my stuff is up to par with you guys.
I just don't see anything attached to here. Did you send your ID and social? Because you have to remember, like, when you first started, I guess you did, like, a paper application. And now we're just trying to kind of put everything into the system because that's how the files are now in the actual computer.
So from 19... Y'all don't have my ID and stuff in the system, you see?
It's probably
ID.
Expired if you're saying from 2019. I mean, I'm sure you've gotten a new ID since then.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, are you able to send me a picture of the new ID?
Yeah, I just need a picture of my ID.
Yeah, just so I can attach it to your file. And then
okay.
You said you had an appointment for your TB, right? What was it that you had an appointment for?
My case is to be coordinator coming out. I got an appointment for that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And then you said you did the in-service training already.
Yes.
I'm just going to check really quick. Just so, like, that I can give them a call and you can kind of avoid, you know, multiple people trying to get in contact with you.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, until my client passed away 2 months ago, everything's of the parcel. Everything is expired because the person passed. That's what I understand. That's why I'm like, you know.
So the one that you were currently working with, you said he passed away, so you don't have anyone, like, right now?
No, listen to me. All the information you asked me for, all these other documents and stuff like that, nobody asked you for no documents prior to my client passing. So then after my client passed, you know, other people's calling me like I've never been in the company. So I'm telling whoever from HR, like I said, and she's like, oh, and so I, you know, just explain my frustration. She's like, oh, we see you now. I'm like, nobody already doing their job. Like, you know, I've been in the company for forever. So how you gonna see me in there?
Yeah, I remember you.
2 months ago.
Is when I was told to give you a call. I'm like, oh, I'm pretty familiar with him. I, you know, you were on my caseload before. That's how I remembered you.
Yeah, because, you know, this number, well, I don't know who it is, because somebody was Kaya. I was doing somebody named Kaya or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people leaving and coming and going. I'm like, you know, people come and go all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm like, yo.
So I'm just trying to see now if you completed the in-service training. If not, would you be okay with me sending you the link so that you can complete that?
I'm confused. I can see, you know, I don't
because
know
they expire every year.
Okay.
So let me see. No, it looks like you did it. Okay. You did it on
1/15/2025. So I also have a question. So, with this new case that I'm about to start, so would it be the same pay, hourly pay rate, or what? Or increase, or what? Or you're not the one I talk to you about that?
They base it off of how many hours you're going to do. Yeah, so I'm not sure what client it is or how many hours you'll be doing. Because you said you were already working for someone, or is this the person that passed away 2 months ago?
Right.
That person passed?
Yeah, person.
Okay, so like right now you don't have anyone?
No.
Okay, so that's probably why they're kind of hunting you down, because they probably have a case for you. So, I mean, if you don't mind, I can just call Monica and just have her give you a call, only because she may know more about the case than I do. I was just trying to assist on trying to get in contact with you because I was, you know, familiar with you and see what I can get out of you as far as, you know, whatever documents that was needed. So if you can send me the ID and then I guess anything else that's needed, Monica will let you know, and then you can just kind of just – send it to her, if, you know, just so you can kind of deal with one person versus dealing with multiple people.
Like I said, most time when I see it, I don't respond, because it's like, you know, when you call me from one number, then you call me from a different number, then you call me from a different number. It's like, I'm not answering. It's like, no.
Yeah, no, I understand. So that's no problem. I can just have Monica call you, and you can just send everything to her. Maybe that might be a little bit better.
Okay, versus
you sending it to me and her, and it's just like too much back and forth.
Then it'd be misplaced, and somebody don't know, like, you know, like I said, when I first talked to Monica didn't even know I was working there. I'm like, Monica, I didn't know her name, then. I'm like, Miss, I've been here for forever. How you don't know I'm working here? Then she called me back, oh, I'm sorry, I see it. I'm like, y'all call me a million times, but y'all, like, how y'all get my number to call me? Like, like I said, this number, of course, number tied into the company. So, are you the only person who uses this number, or anybody can use this number also? This is the number that you're calling me on.
What do you mean? Like the number that I called you?
Yeah, the number you'd be talking on right now. Anybody can call this number to switch around when you pick up the phone, or this is directly to you, per se. And
it'll come right to me. Yeah, that is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to put your name in so I can have it. Because it's just a number, but I know the number. I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
That's not from the text I called back. So what's your name again, man? I'm sorry.
First name Tamidi, last name Martinez.
Tamidi Martinez. Okay, I'm going to see you.
Yeah, I used to deal with you when you had Fabian. Remember Fabian?
Okay.
Ligon? Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to hunt you down for the time sheet.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm so much as I got you. Like I say, I've been here probably
mm-hmm.
since they took it over. You know, I know because I did know the original person who owned the company, so I've been here. I'm not going anywhere. Like,
Okay. Well, I'm gonna reach out to Monica now, okay, so that
okay.
y'all can kind of keep in contact, and just like that, you only deal with one person.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna call
thank
her
you,
up
you,
now.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Bye bye.
You too. Bye.